Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I gave my presentation of kind of my vision for the campaign, my vision for the 27th district if I were to be elected, and also, you know, why in the special election I believe I'm the right candidate to be chosen, due to the fact that I'm have demonstrated the ability to win in tough races, twice as state senator, and which is a 3-1 Democratic district, and twice at countywide as Erie County Clerk. So it was a lot of good questions, and I've gotten to know the chairman fairly well. I've spent a lot of time. I've been an announced candidate for over 8 months, longer than anyone. I did that for a reason, because I wanted to get out throughout this county, throughout this 27th district multiple times, and I've been in their communities a lot, and I feel I'm better equipped now to be a better candidate if chosen.
Any thoughts on the Jeffrey Freeland being here today? That's a new wrinkle.
No, but this is anybody's welcome, and I nice to meet him, and I wish him well, and I think this is a process where anybody in this district who wants to explore the idea of running, I think it makes it a better process.
What did you learn about the process in there? Do you expect that sometime today you're going to know whether you're selected or not?
They didn't convey anything regarding that. I would say that I hope they make a decision very soon, that this is going to be a really challenging race by the date that was chosen by the governor on April 28th, and that we need to get it going. It's only 3 months away, and we need to get the candidate, I hope it's me, needs to get their campaign up and running. I believe I'm ready to go, but you know, you need the green light.
What are your thoughts on a primary? If for example, you weren't selected today, will you be running?
Well, I said that I would support the choice in the special election, and that I would not primary. Unless there was a discussion and a desire for them to have me circulate petitions as a backdrop, but I'm respecting the chairman, I'm respecting the process, and I hope they make the right decision. I believe it's me, but I hope they make that decision.
Senator, with the new arrival of Jeff Freeland in this race, is there any concern on your part that, you know, he's coming as an Oval Office assistant, and that this may have the blessing of the president somehow, or anything like that?
I haven't heard anything like that, and you know, I can control what I control, and a new person in the race from Washington, D.C. Is something that's out of my control. So we'll see, but I would hope, frankly, that the chairs would respect the fact that myself and my colleagues too have worked very hard to get around this district and meet with them, meet their constituents, understand the issues, and I think that should count for something, that we've showed ourselves that we're vested in this, we're serious about it, and we've been working to earn it. And I think that's something that should be taken into consideration.
Any thoughts on the process?
I've said that I didn't anticipate when I got into the race that this was going to be this way. I thought there was going to be a primary, and I thought Chris Collins was going to stay towards the end. I didn't think he'd run for re-election, but that we just have a straight-up election. So I didn't anticipate this, nor did the chairs. You know, this happened because of the Chris Collins leaving. So it's not ideal for us. It's not ideal for them. But we're doing the best we can, and I've tried to make the case I can to the 8 people right now that matter.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.